Syracuse City lawmakers are making more changes to the proposed Ban the Box legislation. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a scheduled vote has been put off until after another committee meeting to discuss the latest iteration of the civil rights legislation.
Ban the Box legislation is meant to get rid of the checkbox on a hiring application that asks if applicants have a criminal history. For Brian Johnson of Syracuse, that box is keeping him from getting a job, even though it's been 7 years since his run-in with the law.
Sometimes you can have some attitudes and behaviors and addictions, and it'll take you places where you thought you'd never go. But then once you recover yourself, you say, I've been wrong, and you've forgiven yourself. And then you took some steps, to make things straight. Well, you're qualified, and now you're being rejected.
Lawmakers have been talking about the civil rights legislation for months and have scaled down an earlier version that would have forced all businesses in the city of Syracuse to keep a criminal record out of the hiring process. Councilor Khalid Bey says the city's currently tweaking language in a scaled-back version of the law that would apply only to the city and to businesses that contract with the city. He's okay with a slower approach.
What we're talking about here is a culture change. Let's be honest, and to change conditioned behavior is a lot harder, than some of the other easier changes we make.
Business interests in Syracuse are opposed to banning the box, however, instead suggesting voluntary programs that would encourage employers to hire ex-cons. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.